This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. President authenticates three bills related to the budget for the upcoming fiscal year. Speaker issues ruling to the government to strengthen monsoon disaster preparedness. Government to implement all past reports on loan sharking. And U.S.-Iran tensions escalate as strikes and port blockade continue. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Pawdil has authenticated three bills related to the budget for the upcoming fiscal year 2083-84. According to the Office of the President, the bills were certified yesterday after being passed by the Federal Parliament in accordance with Article 113, Subarticle 2 of the Constitution. The authenticated bills are the Appropriation Bill 2083, the Finance Bill 2083, and the Bill to Raise National Debt 2083. Speaker of the House of Representatives, Dol Prasad Arial, has directed the government to strengthen disaster preparedness, rescue and relief, and ensure safe transportation during the monsoon season to minimize the loss of lives and property. During yesterday's meeting of the lower house, lawmakers also approved proposals to send the bill to revive previous provision of the Nepal Special Service Act 2042-2083 and the National Service Corps Bill 2083 to the concerned committees for clause-wise discussion. Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle tabled a bill to amend and repeal some Nepal acts related to finance, while Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Sobita Gautam presented the annual reports of the Judicial Council, Judicial Service Commission and Public Service Commission on behalf of the Prime Minister. During the special hour, Rashtriya Swatantra Party lawmaker Prakash Chandra Pariyar urged the government to guarantee a safe and fear-free environment for journalists while stressing responsible journalism. Other lawmakers called for action to curb inflation and black marketing, resolve the problems of landless quarters and address public concerns over the governance, accountability and recent incidents involving displaced families and law enforcement. The House will meet again at 11 a.m. today. The Cabinet has decided to immediately implement the recommendation of the past commissions formed to investigate loan sharking cases. Government spokesperson and Minister for Education and Sports Sasmit Pokharel said the Ministry of Home Affairs has been authorized to carry out the implementation. The Cabinet also appointed Maheshwar Bhakta Shrestha as Executive Chairperson of Nepal Airlines Corporation with the additional responsibility of General Manager. Other decisions include providing incentive allowances to armed police force personnel engaged in disaster rescue and relief operations, awarding cash prizes and letters of appreciation to medal-winning athletes and their support staff, and approving the SEATS First Amendment Regulations 2083. Newly appointed vice-chancellors of universities have pledged to keep campuses free from party politics and focus on improving the quality of higher education. During a meeting with Prime Minister and University Chancellor Balendra Shah at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers yesterday, they committed to strengthening academic discipline, good governance, financial transparency and timely academic calendars, including publishing examination results within a month. In response, Prime Minister Shah directed them to prioritize academic reforms, financial discipline and protection of university assets, while Education Minister Sasmit Pokharel instructed them to submit a clear reform action plan within 7 days. Vice President Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav is on a 3-day official visit to Qatar to pay tribute and convey condolences over the passing of former Emir Sheikh Hamad bin Khalifa Al Thani. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the Vice President is scheduled to deliver a condolence message today from President Ramchandra Pawdil to the Emir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani. The Vice President is scheduled to return home on July 16. Minister for Foreign Affairs Sisir Khanal has held a virtual meeting with the United Kingdom's Defence Secretary Dan Jarvis focusing on the long-standing concerns of British Gorkha veterans. During the meeting, Minister Khanal urged the UK government to address the Gorkhas' demands with due consideration for their service and sacrifices and expressed Nepal's readiness to support a mutually acceptable solution. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the UK Defence Secretary said the result resolving the issue remains a priority for the British government and described the British Gurkhas as an integral part of the British Army. The Supreme Court has annulled the government's circular that stopped public advertisements from being placed in private media outlets. A division bench of Justices Saranga Subedi and Nripadhoj Nirola issued the ruling in response to a petition challenging the government's decision to publish public advertisements only through state-owned media. According to the Supreme Court spokesperson, the full text of the verdict is yet to be released. The government has added a blood information service to the Nagarik app, allowing users to check real-time blood availability at blood transfusion centers across the country. According to the Ministry of Health and Food Safety, users can view the number of available units of different blood groups at various blood centers from a single platform. The Nepal Oil Corporation has resumed the distribution of standard 14.2 kilogram LPG cylinders from today, following an improvement in supply from the Indian Oil Corporation. The corporation has fixed the retail price of a 14.2 kilogram cooking gas cylinder at ₹2,060. The sale of half-filled cylinders had been introduced 4 months ago after LPG supplies were disrupted due to conflict in West Asia. The Kathmandu District Court has convicted several individuals, including former Deputy Prime Minister Top Bahadur Raimazi and former Home Minister Balkrishna Khar, in the fake Bhutanese refugee scam. The court sentenced Raimazi to 4 years in prison and fined him ₹40,000, while Khar was sentenced to 2 years in prison with ₹20,000 fine. They were found guilty of offences including abuse of authority, forgery of government documents, fraud, and organized crime. The court also handed prison terms and fines to several other defendants, including former Bhutanese refugee leader Thich Nhat Hanh Rizal and other individuals convicted in the high-profile case. Monsoon-related disasters are increasing across the country, causing deaths, injuries, and missing persons. According to the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, the incidents included landslides, floods, heavy rainfall, snake bites, wild animal attacks, and a fire. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology also reported widespread rainfall and urged the public to remain alert to the risk of floods and landslides. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Information and Communications has discussed strengthening the multi-hazard early warning system, including the possible use of cell broadcast technology to send real-time emergency alerts to all mobile phones in affected areas. Separately, the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority has signed agreements with private sector organizations to mobilize helicopters, drones, and rafting equipment for search and rescue operations during the monsoon season. Under the agreements, helicopter, drone, and rafting support will be made available to assist emergency response efforts when needed. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. Tensions between the United States and Iran have escalated, with both sides launching fresh military operations amid growing concerns over security in the Strait of Hormuz. The U.S. has resumed its blockade of Iranian ports and carried out new strikes, saying the operations are aimed at reducing Iran's ability to target commercial shipping. U.S. President Donald Trump said military action would continue until U.S. objectives are achieved and withdrew a proposed 20% transit fee for ships, opting instead for trade and investment agreements with Gulf states. Iran responded by claiming attacks on U.S. military facilities in the region and insisted it remains in control of the Strait of Hormuz. The escalation has disrupted shipping, driven up global oil prices, and prompted renewed international calls for restraint and a diplomatic resolution. Now, the weather forecast for the country for today. Under the influence of monsoon winds, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions throughout the country today. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain or snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at some places in the Himalayan regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and at a few places in the Himalayan regions of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces. There is also a possibility of light to moderate rain accompanied by thunder and lightning at some places in the hilly and Tarai regions of the country. There is a possibility of heavy rainfall at one or two places in the hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces and in Madhes province as well as the Tarai regions of Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces today. Furthermore, the division has stated that the monsoon trough is currently positioned slightly north of its normal location close to the Tarai region of Nepal. Temperatures in the Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from 20 to 22 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 27 and 29 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. President authenticates three bills related to the budget for the upcoming fiscal year. Speaker issues ruling to the government to strengthen monsoon disaster preparedness, government to implement all past reports on loan sharking, and U.S.-Iran tensions escalate as strikes and port blockade continue. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also tune in to our on-air broadcast and for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins anytime. Anywhere. Stay tuned. Have a good day.